Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. This is Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Knife Master Rogue.
Jarwin Triot played by Neil. He is a flame dancing bard. He's awesome.
Maybe a lover, but you ain't no doubt.
Oh, but his wand sucks.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, Master of Climbing.
Jason playing Tam West Crown. There's finally treasure and I'm not there to get it.
Curtis playing Ronin. What?
Yeah, that would be your model, Kurt. Pete playing Meta, who is slowly floating past her companions as they strenuously climb up the side of this building.
Building?
Well, wait a minute. With levitate, you can go up or down, right?
Technically. Yeah, 20 feet around.
Complex. She's just doing it on purpose, you know. She's just like, you guys are doing great. Good job, guys.
Keep it up.
There you go.
Keep up the good work.
There's a handhold to your left.
No, the other. Oh.
That's not. Yeah.
I can fix that.
Did you fall? That's going to hurt.
Why'd you do that?
Grab your arm and bring it with. We'll fix it in a couple days.
That'll grow back, I swear. So anyway, yeah, Salt and Light, their thing. It's fighting poverty with dignity.
Not something
we find here on the Shield Bash program.
I told you dignity was in there, didn't I?
Good job.
Yes, you got one word out of that
phrase. Out of six. Ish. Yeah.
Yes.
How about four?
Four sounds
Math's
a little
hard.
Bad.
You get an even lower grade for not being able to count the number of words.
Math's hard.
Math's hard?
How about that fat illness?
I'm not going to fix it. I saw a thing come through on TikTok, and there was this this lady who was going through various complaints and worst complaints ever. And one of the complaints that
she
had...
Oh, she was obviously in customer service.
Well, one of the complaints that she had listed that she was posting about was apparently a mother had taken her 3-year-old to the zoo, and the male elephant had an erection.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, I read that.
And apparently the mother was upset because the zoo didn't have anyone to relieve this elephant of his stress.
Just like Nath.
So, along those same lines.
Poor Nath.
Who gets that job?
Not me.
The new guy.
You got to go take care of Jumbo.
Well, in regards to elephants, I could be wrong, but I read online that they actually will masturbate by hitting themselves with their trunk.
Oh, that's handy.
That's weird.
It's a handy.
No, it's trunky.
The answers trunky. To questions you never knew you wanted to ask.
Only here on Shield Bash. This week on Shield Bash, elephant masturbation and the consequences.
Any of you that are in the know out there, zoology or whatever, feel free to correct us on that.
Yeah, but I mean, because we had another issue involving elephants in the past, didn't we?
Yeah, no, we were totally correct about that. Exactly. That's what the guy said.
Elephant colonics.
I bet we're right about this one, too.
He's going to respond to this one.
I mean, he might. I will apologize. It's been like 6 months since you messaged us. I do not remember your name, but go ahead and let us know.
Please.
Do elephants masturbate?
And thank you.
And how?
And how?
And how? It's a collaborative effort. What happens is one male elephant likes another male elephant. They all stand in a circle.
So, anyway.
And trunk each other off.
Wait a minute. I'm just aghast about the whole and how thing. That's like Little Rascal shit there, guys.
That's why I said that.
Wow.
You know how
Do
to relate?
Cheat them and how?
Right?
How attorneys at law.
Well, okay. So Three Stooges. Yeah, yep, I'm with you. Yep. But wow, we're going reaching way the fuck back there.
No, the elephants do.
No, right?
Speaking of reaching,
and now
elephants.
We know why God gave them trunks.
I had a college student who works with us who was trying to describe what an elephant trunk or an elephant trunk walk means. And apparently that's where when you're in pledging to a fraternity, you guys strip down naked, and the guy behind you reaches underneath and holds on as you all march in a single file line.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I've never joined a fraternity.
Why? Why in the hell would you do that?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Just because they say they're Greeks, they don't have to act like that.
Hey, Neil, would you hard pass on that one?
No, I would soft pass it on.
So, as far as the complaints thing goes, I was reading a list
were
of...
Were we complaining? I'm sorry. I missed it.
The list of the dumbest travel agent complaints that they've run across. And one of them was this family visiting Yosemite National Park.
Okay.
And the mom was like, wait, You mean they don't lock up the animals at night? How are we going to be safe?
What?
Really? Whoa. You know, I used to see all these things and think, there's no way. And then, like, I worked, you know, retail sales for 7 years, and it was just like, yeah.
That changed your mind, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are real people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Tommy Lee Jones quote. The person is smart. People are dumb. People are panicky animals.
Yep.
Yep.
Accurate. Great quote.
I had a bunch of weird shit when I was working at Rocky Mountain Chocolate
Factory.
No. All the weirdest, like, I don't even know how to describe it, just weird fucking people. Like, having problems like, this chocolate doesn't taste right. Like, I need a refund. I'm like, it's fucking chocolate. What the hell is your problem?
You know the joke about, I'm over at Sycamore. How do you spell that? I take him over to fucking Elm Street. You pick him up there. Yeah. I had a scenario a couple weeks ago like that at work.
That's awesome.
This gal called in and she didn't know her address. Well, I used to live over at, well, is that where you're at? No, I'm on the other side of town. So where are you? Well, you know where, oh, they had that big old fire a couple years back. Well, we've had several of those. That big place that makes those tractors.
Caterpillar?
Yeah, I'm like 3 blocks away from there.
Which wow. direction?
I thought you were going to say, no, wow. the yellow tractors, no, the green ones.
Sometimes they make them white. It depends.
The weirdest one I ever had was this woman, and she was having problems with her phone. She came in and was like, I need to know if this is an issue. I'm like, no, probably just need to, you know, power cycle it, turn it off, turn it back on. You know, if you haven't done it in a while, they're little computers. They need that sometimes. She goes, well, they're not computers. I'm like, I mean, they kind of are. She's like, no, they're not. I'm like, I mean, yeah, they are. Like, I don't know why this is becoming. She's like, listen, I teach computer sciences at the university, and just because they have monitors and computer chips and screens and processors doesn't mean they're computers. Like, you pretty much just fucking described a computer, so, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, like, well, you would think that, layperson.
You came in here asking for help, and just because, you know, just because you're a generation above me doesn't mean that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you knew, why the fuck did you come in here and talk to me? She probably had three.
Did you get a degree from my university? What is that? Like, she came in there with that liberal arts confidence. This is over, mister. Listen, lady. You got right there in your pocket more firepower than they got the fucking moon launch done with.
Yeah, I mean, they do, yeah. They did a lot of that shit by hand.
Yeah. So, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of my store.
Yeah, what I really want to do is find, like, all my teachers in, like, from first through fourth grade and be like, hey, remember I said I'd never have a calculator in my pocket? I just wave my phone at their face.
They're still telling you that.
Knowing
that you have
done that at graduation.
When I got my diploma.
When I got my diploma, I took my phone out of my pocket and waved like this on my math teacher with it in my hand.
That's pretty loud. Sorry.
What, yeah.
Sorry, I got to drain my ear now.
Okay, get the other one.
Yeah, I remember whenever the...
touch your head the other way. There you go.
The kids at our local high school, they're going to make us, you know, buy the kids these Chromebooks, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so they had a big meeting of all the parents for that grade and stuff, and we're all sitting in the gym, and here's the computer science lady, and here's the, you know, the vice principal, and they're talking all about the stuff. And they said, does anybody have any questions? And I'm like, yeah, I got a question.
A couple?
And I said, all my kids have one of these, which have a lot more processing power, memory, and capabilities than any of that Chromebooks that you're going to make me buy. Why, when I'm paying for this, why can't they just use this? What all boiled down to was that the school was getting a kickback from the people that were giving them the Chromebooks.
You don't say.
Yeah.
A lot of schools are like that.
And so it wasn't really...
That's all I think of, for the Chromebooks without it.
For our kids, you know, it was for the school.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, they don't even have books anymore. You remember carrying 50 pounds of books on your back?
Yep.
Right.
They just have that.
All my kids
Chromebook.
Can have the Kindle app on their phone,
too. No wonder
too.
These kids are so soft today.
When I was in school in Carbondale, my Wednesdays were really long. I had to carry two backpacks with me because I didn't have time to go between
classes. Hold on. You went to Carbondale like I did.
Yeah.
You went to class?
I did.
I don't understand.
See, there's your problem.
I did. Not all that regularly, but I did go to class, and Wednesdays sucked.
I went every Friday to set the curve on my Spanish class.
Oh, that's good. Good job.
And that was about it.
Then you went to Russian class and lost it, right?
I remember throwing beer cans and beer bottles at people climbing light poles in Carbondale during Halloween, but...
Yeah.
That's why they're not allowed to celebrate Halloween down there anymore.
Well, yeah, that's all your fault, Mark. My freshman year was the first year that they allowed Halloween, and we were open for Halloween. Needless to say, the second day the National Guard was there.
Oh, it's all Neil's fault.
Wow. I was there that year.
Yeah.
That was the first year that they allowed it, you to stay on campus for Halloween again.
It went swimmingly.
Yeah.
One of my friends who we were walking from the frat house to one of the house parties at got shot in the chest with a round of tear gas from about 10 feet away.
That hurts.
Yeah. Cut through his coat, through his shirt, broke three of his ribs. He was cut open, bleeding.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
Wow. I slept through the second day of it, so I missed that part.
Yeah. You missed the tear gas out and the cars on fire on the strip.
Hey, it was a good party that night before.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Hey, speaking of Carbondale, they have a really nice little con. They didn't have it last year, of course, because, you know, the Saluki world ended. Con. But Saluki Con is the name of the con.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Saluki Con,
It used to be Carbon Con. Yeah.
Yes.
Which was a great name.
The Carbon Con Comic Con. So now it's like Saluki Con. But
the dogs.
I was down there 2 years in a row before the world ended. And it was really a lot of fun. And the last year that I was there... Adrian Paul from the Highlander TV series was there. Yeah,
wow.
Was a special guest. Cool. And
I went down for the first 2 years they had it with Honstop, and then the third year I went down and took Rachel, and we made a big weekend of it. We took my grandparents' boat and all that, and they ended up having a conflict of scheduling, and it was one day instead of three. So
that sucks.
We still had a good time, but
still, Adrian Paul, that's neat.
Yeah,
Kurt, you need to get a somebody like that for Farmageddon.
Yeah, maybe...
I met Bruce Campbell when I was in Carbondale.
Oh, get him.
Yeah, we like
Got
Bruce.
Got his autograph, shook his hand, talked to him for about 5 minutes.
Keanu Reeves would be fine, too.
Yeah.
Ended up running into the Copper Dragon
there's a big
later that night.
Discrepancy
pretty
there?
Cool.
I'm just
no, they both seem like pretty chill dudes. They're pretty close.
Everything I've read about Keanu, he's always reportedly a very nice guy.
Yeah. He gave away, I think, like 80% of his salary for the third Matrix movie to the visual effects department. Because he's like, you guys made almost all this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. But
he regularly gives away his monies.
How are... Seven Schmucks going to get his attention.
We go
here.
To New York?
No. I'm out.
Because this, like, he just rides the subway.
Yeah.
Like
a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
He also owns a motorcycle company, one of which I would love to own. I probably will never be able to afford it, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're talking about feasible ways for us to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Well, not motorcycles that we can't afford.
You buy a motorcycle. And
welcome to Kurt.
But, you know, if you wanted to sponsor us...
Yeah.
Shout out to Keanu Reeves if you ever want to play with us. We got a spot at the table for you.
You can sit on Will's lap.
No, he needs to be here because...
Or Will's girlfriend's lap.
What some of you already know...
On his lap.
Okay.
...is that my next character is inspired by one of his. So
John Wick?
I'm not going to tell you which one.
I'm thinking it's
one, two,
like
or three, John Wick.
That's
Neo.
Neil. That's cheating.
Bill and Ted.
You got to wait till Jason plays it, and then you got to try to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it'll be very obvious when I play it.
Okay.
So it's definitely Bill.
Wait and see, everybody.
Definitely Bill and Ted.
Oh, no, that would be funny.
Yeah. Let's just say I might or might not still have a pet.
Okay.
See, we could have had so much fun if you just told us that last episode was episode 69, because we could have like,
I know, right?
69, dude.
Nice. Yeah, sorry I screwed up and didn't tell you guys that. The other thing I forgot to mention that I was going to mention a while back is I recently learned something about iTunes.
Oh, tell.
Is that, and this is for our international listeners.
We have a few of those.
Yeah, if you leave us a review on iTunes, because we keep saying, like, if you do that, we'll read it out on the podcast. If you're in another country, we cannot see those reviews.
Why not?
Because iTunes runs off of, like, the country that you're in, or sometimes region.
Yeah,
you know,
country, yeah.
The United States is big enough that it is its own region, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, if you are in South Korea or Finland and you leave us a review, like Sweden or Finland, they would be in, like, the European market.
I think I'm with you so far.
So, I mean, it all has to do with, like, how they display prices and taxes and, like, the regulations for the different things.
Let me put out a hypothetical here. If I was to change my setting in my ExpressVPN, could I see him then, you think?
No, because it has to do with your iTunes account. You have to change your region in your iTunes account.
It's about iTunes.
Yes.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to get at here is this. If you are from another country... and you have left us a review, and we have not read it out to you, and you're sitting there thinking, wow, those assholes lied to me. That's why. email it to us, shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com, and we will read it out that way.
There you have it.
Sorry for the iTunes inconvenience.
Or find us on Facebook and message us that way. And if you have a non-English standard name and you don't want us to mangle it, make sure you give us a pronunciation guide.
Yeah, that too. And I don't know if we know what to do with umlauts, but you know.
Well, that's where the pronunciation guide comes in.
I know.
It takes care of that problem.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we got
CYA, YouTube. Baby.
We got YouTube to pronounce things for us. It'll be fine.
Or okay. Google Translate.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to punch in umlauts on...
On a phone, yeah. You just hold the key down okay. for the letter.
Okay.
And then it'll pop up for okay. different languages of that letter.
Yeah, it'll have like, you know, tildes,
see,
umlauts.
That's why I have you guys here. So you can do that shit. Way, yeah. I don't have to know
now
how.
Now you know how.
I don't have to know how.
Fun story.
I don't have to know how.
It's too late.
Either that or you just pronounce everything with a phlegm that you don't know.
A.
Fun story. My the only other language keyboard that my phone has is German.
Phlegm.
Wunderbar.
Really? You need to fix that.
I'm surprised, actually.
What, you want me to have more languages?
Who makes your phone?
No, I mean, that you can get as many as you want, but it's the only one I have because it's the only one I want.
Who makes your phone? What kind of what brand of phone is it?
Samsung.
I'm just surprised it doesn't have Korean.
No, it does. Like I said, it can.
No, I'm surprised it doesn't.
Oh.
Like, already, because Samsung's a Korean company, so, yeah. Like, almost, you know, it used to be that they always came with English and Korean.
Well, it asks you when you're setting up the phone, like, what you want, what your, like, language is.
Yeah. Preferred settings.
Mine's got Spanish, Russian, I think it's Korean, English, and Chinese built into it.
I mean, those, like I said, those are all built into the phone. I can select any of those, but the only one that I have set up to actually be hot swappable is German.
That's weird.
You just like German? Bill.
It's because I was learning German for a short period of time.
Ah. And that is a recommended way, is putting your phone in another language. That way you
have
learn
to do
the,
it.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you want to be a dick, you find a buddy whose phone's laying around, you switch the language on it, and walk away.
Last night when we were drinking, you know? Guess what I did?
Put your phone in German?
Drink?
Put your phone in German.
No, my phone's in English. Speaking of languages, you guys know Facebook has a bunch of different languages you can set when you go to it through a browser.
Yes.
Can't do it from your Facebook app, but you can select English pirate.
That's awesome.
Yep. At what point
seriously?
They
really?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. If you go in there, again, you can't do it like through the app. You got to log into Facebook on a browser, and you can change your language to English pirate.
Do people still log into it on a computer?
I mean, I do.
That's like the only way I ever really look at it.
That's how I, you know, do all the Shield Bash stuff.
I don't allow myself to have social media
apps
on my phone.
That's because you're a weirdo.
No, I don't allow myself to do it because I don't want to be addicted to them like a lot of people.
When will this episode air?
Forever from now.
Fuck you,
dirty.
You
mean episode 70?
Fuck you, dirty Brit.
His name's Kurt.
That's Brit.
Yeah, I was giving him
shit. He was talking shit to me, so I was talking shit back.
Yeah, because I called him a weirdo.
August 21st.
Multiple times.
When is International Talk Like a Pirate Day?
September 18th.
Quite a while.
September something.
Yeah.
Okay, so next session.
We just did that. You know.
I didn't do a very good job last
time. If it is September 18th, that's episode 72.
So the next time we record, we'll have to...
I was having problems talking.
Well, all this talk of languages brought me back to the treasure. We had a scroll of Comprehend Language. What else do we find in that room, Britt? Really, Mark? You want to jump back in already?
Well, we're trying to get over early today. We started early, so...
I mean, we can... I guess we can.
I'm just trying to help.
Well,
what
about our
BS and we can go.
What about our cock tease from last time?
I'm sorry, you what?
Our cock tease from last time. Do we want to go over that?
You know what? I'm fine with it. Are you guys fine with it?
I don't know what's going on, so sure.
Okay.
What?
What we got...
Exactly.
What we got planned later on?
I love it when I get Will.
I usually do it at least once or twice an episode. He'll just start busting up.
Now you got me doing. So...
It's the giggle loop.
It's the giggle loop.
Once you know about the giggle loop,
just catch me off guard.
About the giggle loop.
You don't know about the giggle loop.
Good thing we're not at a funeral. No, really. Yeah. What
you
we were talking
about the giggle loop. You ever seen the show Coupling?
No, it's not the giggle loop thing. It's like, good thing we're not at a funeral. Like,
well, that's because when the giggle loop happens, they're at a funeral. That's why I asked if you've seen the show Coupling.
No, I
have not.
You should
watch it. It is amazing.
It's really a good show.
The first three seasons are freaking dumb as fuck hilarious.
What's it on?
We watched it on Amazon. Prime. Yeah. Coupling is what it's called.
The BBC the version, BBC not version. The American
version. Yeah, the Americans fucked it up.
Hilarious.
But the BBC, top notch. I mean, and it's probably from the 90s. I don't recall.
Yeah, it's probably from the middle 90s would be my
still,
guess.
Still, it's better than fucking Friends. I'm telling you that
well, there's
right
a
now.
Lot of things that are better than Friends.
Like watching an elephant masturbate.
Probably so, yeah.
I don't know. Like I mean, Friends is one of those things where it's like, yeah, you may not enjoy it, but you can't argue that it was good because they ran for 10 seasons and those guys are billionaires off the syndication rights. Like,
yeah, I mean...
Even if you don't appreciate it, you know, it's like I don't, it's clearly I was a good show.
I think it's just a little overhyped for the quality of the show is all I'm saying.
Anyway.
Anyway, so back to the teaser.
The teaser.
What okay, are we, what so... What are we teasing?
Cox. At this point,
where's the fluffer?
In history, it is abundantly clear that season 2, in other words, PFS 2, is a popular thing.
It's a bona fide success.
So we are going to dip our toes here at Shield Bash into that realm.
Dip our toes.
Thanks. Once we are finished with this book, I will relinquish the helm to a much more seasoned GM, and he will guide us through a couple of fun things in Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
Temporarily.
None of which will involve jerking off an elephant.
Hopefully.
As far as we know.
I promise nothing.
This is not Extinction Curse, so there's not going to be a circus that we're going to be frequenting.
Thank just God, because after this conversation, I would not run that.
Definitely, exactly. Definitely no.
There's no elephant in Extinction Curse.
There could be, though.
Reach on down there.
There could be.
So, see if you can do your saving finale.
But anyway.
Elephant.
So hopefully you will join us in exploring 2nd Edition. Mark will be at the helm, and I know it's going to be a good time. And that's about all I got to say about that.
It's going to be very fun.
To make sure we're clear, we are not stopping Serpent Skull. We will be back to it. We're just going to take a break to give Britt a break.
Right, which is custom in our regular game group.
Yes, and then we will go back after a while of doing Abomination Vaults. We will go back to doing Serpent Skull again.
Exactly.
That's the goal.
Yes, so we will not be giving up on the storyline. These characters will be back. Britt will still be at the helm when we do Serpent Skull.
I'm sure you'll miss Jarwin, but it's okay. I'll play some other stupid character.
We'll have a new addition, a new crew of a cavalcade, a cosmic base caravan, you might say, of quirky characters.
I wouldn't say cosmic unless we were doing Starfinder, but
No. It is.
I would say
the cosmic caravan, as
is
in,
what we're saying.
Based on what I've seen from the character creation so far, I would say a new zoo review.
Yeah, I think this is going to be like a total non-human party.
Yeah, I don't
almost
think we have a single human.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm not doing a human this time. Yeah. For goodness sakes.
Yep, I'm playing not human for the first time in a long
what?
Time.
Yeah. Anybody else playing a human?
No,
I'm going to play a. So I think that'll be a lot of fun.
This awesome. Comment has been squelched to save on spoilers.
Right. So, having said
well,
all
well, that will definitely work well with my bee. You know.
I'm not sure about what's going to play.
Writing the
bee
and doing the dee. You know.
I do. I agree entirely.
What is this beeping?
So we're joining in on this redacted conversation. Listen to us when we release the Abomination Vaults.
Mm-hmm. Coming soon.
Thank you for
coming
your time.
Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Soon, TM.
Brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
And by soon, we mean probably end of 2021.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Pete's Chicken
Ranch. We'll get around to it.
We got to finish this book first, guys.
Yep, and we still got the Ducktailed Rock.
Woo!
The best cocks in Farmer City.
So, treasure.
Whole lot of cluck for not a lot of bucks.
Treasure.
You ready to jump back in now? I think we covered everything else.
So, you think if I yelled down the hole, hey, Tam, there's treasure. Do you think she'd hear it and come running?
No.
Not when she's outside.
Outside, climbing the side of the building.
With, like, 20 feet of rock
there used
you?
To be a
no.
She stops, and she's like, wait, did somebody say?
Yeah, message, but it wouldn't be
no, I'm not. I'm thinking, like, amplify, or what was the name of that spell?
Shout.
Shout, maybe? Yeah.
Let
shout.
It all out.
You would need some
these
crazy
are the things we can do without. Come on. I'm talking to you, but you're fucking outside. Yeah. Fucking asshole splitting the party.
All of a sudden, Tam's on the cliff face, and she stops. I just felt a great disturbance of the forces, and treasure cried out from deep underground. We have to get down now.
I figure it'll be like half an hour later after the fight's over, we get back.
Oh, it didn't take you that long to get out there, did it?
Yeah, I know, but like we got to climb a cliff now.
But you're going down. It can be way quicker. No.
They're still climbing up. They're still climbing up, though.
But I already used my roll twice to take the higher plus 8 stuff, so I ain't just jumping unless I'm going to grab a hold of meta and slow fall that way.
Get down about 9.8 meters per second squared.
Yeah. It's okay. It's just 9.63 meters squared. You'll be okay. It won't hurt too much.
It's not the fall. It's the stop that gets you.
How high up are you?
It's not the fall. It's the impact.
The last round of initiative, 5 feet.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
So how many rounds did they actually climb up? Did they like get all the way to the top?
No.
Because you guys were like round
we
of
got
climbing.
No, we got no reason not to stop climbing.
You got no I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would keep going. Go up top. Yeah. So, I mean, it could legitimately be like 30 minutes. We're in there just like fucking around.
Or they could search around on top and try to find the
which is what I believe we were planning on doing.
That was the plan. Yep.
But before all that, what did we find in the room?
Treasure.
Try to get back to that sweet, sweet treasure pool.
So those of you in the room, hey, how about I describe the room a little bit? What do you think?
Don't forget the cloaca.
All right. Inner Sanctum is what this little X-shaped room is called. In fact, it says this X-shaped room has a low ceiling and walls dense with ancient carvings and bas-reliefs of a bat-winged demonic woman, including a particularly large one on the northeast wall, whose lips are smeared with dried blood. A number of supplies, like food and discarded clothing, a couple water skins, a bedroll that looks like it's been slept in a couple of times, are in the center of this room. So that is what you see with a light source. Oh, wait, over there in the far corner is a dead Yarzoth. Let's see, we have Artemis, we have a Ronin, and a Jarwin.
Ronin left.
He just didn't move
his fig. I don't recall him.
He announced that he left. He just didn't move his fig.
Declaring he left. Is that true, Kurt?
I did say that as they start high-fiving and talking, I'm going to leave.
Oh, you are correct. I do recall that now. It has been a while since we recorded the last session.
Yeah, about 2 weeks, right?
Right.
Do we find any chests or bags or...
Hang on. I'm going to call for perception in just a second, Mark.
Okay.
Ronan,
just excited.
Let's establish where the fuck you are first.
Well, I probably have just started leaving. If they want me to come back, I will.
Okay. Well, but, I mean, I'm just going to put this out there. You announced you left before we started searching.
That's
like,
fine.
When I search...
So...
I search thoroughly.
I'm not in a hurry. If
so
you guys
like
want me to come back...
Multiple rounds is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you can call me back. Yeah. I'm not that far
yeah,
away.
Yeah, we'll call you back to help with the trip.
Here's a question. I want to establish motive for Ronan leaving.
It was more of the bro code thing. I was like, I can't watch this.
You don't fit in here kind of deal?
I'm not going to watch these two do their, you know, thing.
Slap hands game.
They start chest bumping and, you know, rubbing tips.
It's called the slap hands game, Kurt. Come on.
Slap hands.
Okay. Hey, Ronan, that's not a handy. That's just a way of saying good job. I mean, we've got to get him to Sargava.
Soon, TM.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alt-0153.
If they're calling me back, I will willingly return.
Okay. Fair enough. I think I already told you that there's a bunch of papers and stuff laying around.
Yes.
Candles.
Lots of notes and shit.
Notes. Stuff like that, right?
Right.
The food in this room, the scraps, appear to be locally harvested. Okay? So you're talking fish and shellfish.
Eurypterids.
A little bit of human jerky laid in there.
Crab.
Yeah. Birds, monkeys.
Desiccated monkey.
Yeah. And it all seems fresh.
Red Mountain Devil.
Can I do a survival check to see how fresh it is, or is that irrelevant?
It would be more of a spellcraft check.
Oh, okay. That's way more gooder. 21.
Did I get called back to the room?
I mean, we're just searching around. We don't have a reason to call you back.
You may hear them, you know, moving this and moving that. Yeah. Give me a perception real quick. DC 10. You're 10 feet away.
No, he's at least.
Shut up.
I can't fail the DC 10.
Okay. So, yeah, you can turn around if you decide to do so.
I turn around and I yell back, are you guys coming or what?
No, that's later.
I see what you did there. Okay, so what'd you get on the spellcraft?
21.
21, okay. So you think Purify Food and Water has been cast on this stuff. The bedroll...
excuse me, but that's called Purify Food and Drink?
No, it says right here.
Thank you, Lester.
Purify Food and Water.
Well, that is a misspelling. That obviously should have been corrected.
I don't think it's a misspelling. It's just the wrong word.
You know what? You can take it up with the fella that wrote this episode.
What was his name?
No, I got James Jacobs' number right here.
Yeah.
Why don't you text him? See what he thinks,
dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit him up on Skype. I'm sure he's on there.
I'm going to tweet at James Jacobs.
Say, did we find like a secret passage or anywhere?
I'm
like
getting
that?
To that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. 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 So.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Leo gets.
Okay.
Get it.
You get it. Whatever you want.
Okay. The bedroll.
They fuck you in drive through.
I'm sorry.
I was waiting.
And then.
The bedroll and other clothing and stuff, it looks like stuff that is from the Genevieve. Go figure, right?
Hey, Jarwin. Is that the ship that you were on they sank, right?
Yeah.
Well, this says Genevieve, property of, on here.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, there's a tag on it that says property of the Genevieve. Yeah. Okay, so the biggest carving of Zura... And I don't know if you guys remember, but Zura is the bat-winged figure that was in the main temple area there.
Right.
Zura.
Anybody keeping score at home?
Z-U-R-A?
Yes. It's on the northeast wall. Anybody got detect magic going? Yes? Okay, transmutation.
Okay, hang on one second.
It's just like the statue in the area Z8, which is the main temple here.
So another 21 for spellcraft?
Yeah. Transmutation. You can probably deduce, like I told you last ep, hey, if you put blood on this critter's lips, you can probably go into gaseous form again, get the fuck out of here. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
But that was on the bas relief, not on the statue.
No, that is on the statue. Oh,
I totally misheard that.
It's kind of built into the wall, yeah. It's a statue that is more bas than relief. Okay. No, scratch that and reverse it. It's more relief than bas. It's built into the wall.
Okay.
That's why it's a rough time removing it.
Okay.
Because it is built into the wall. So fuck you, Dirty Pete.
Wow.
Okay.
Pete's just outside floating casually, and he's still getting hated.
Yes.
Give me...
Perception?
Yeah, for traps.
Right.
Make it good.
I'll try.
It's because Pete's an authority figure at his
not
day job.
Today.
No?
He's the man. It's our way of
perceptioning.
I got a 14, that's it.
Yeah, it's not going
to
get
I got a 32 to find traps.
Look at that. Oh. That's why I have him around.
Wasted a natural 20, but whatever.
You didn't waste it. It was very important, I'm sure.
I guess.
You're a bard.
Yeah, you can still detect traps. You just can't disarm them.
He's smart.
30 fucking 2? Wow.
You got a 12. That's what 12 plus
bards get a lot of skill points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
That's what first edition, baby.
Okay.
And I'm a human.
All right. You find a hidden panel in the wall below the carving of Zura that you think is trapped. Not only do you think it's trapped, give me an arcana.
Okie dokie.
Just because I feel like it.
20.
And I knew you would roll at least a 20. Yeah, this is a glyph of warding.
Ooh.
Ow.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. It's evil.
So there's that. You look at it a bit closer, and it looks like an anti-robbery kind of device.
It's a glyph of glyphing. You should never touch it.
Which most of these traps are. Glyph of glyphing. You think if you set this sucker off...
You'll die.
No, something even worse. You're pretty sure it won't be death... But there's definitely some transformation type magic going on here.
I have a question.
You'll be a potato salad forever.
I've determined that it is glyph of warding.
Glyph, yeah.
And part of glyph of warding is if I use like a non-detection spell that I can bypass and it won't set it off. So I now have this fancy ring of mind shielding, which treats me as having non-detection.
I thought we established last episode Artemis has it.
No, we were just fucking around.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Tell me now.
I don't really want it, so yeah, I would have let
it.
We were fucking around. He took it from me. I took it back from him. I got
mighty convenient, but okay.
It's not that you can cast it. It's constantly active on you.
I'm aware.
Wait a minute.
It bypasses the glyph. It won't trigger if you have non-detection active on you.
You're going to drive me nuts.
Or the glyph.
You got to say it right.
Or the glyph.
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 Griffin. You say
Griffin.
Not glyph.
You say glyph. Griffin.
I say glyph.
No.
Griffin.
No.
Griffin.
Griffin.
Gryffindor. Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. We're going to argue about this for 20 minutes, aren't we?
I don't give a shit.
You guys play, but we'll turn whatever. Your mics off.
And okay. Cool.
So anyway, if you didn't have that, you can bypass it.
Wait a minute. I got a question.
Yes.
The ring that you found.
Correct.
Ring, does that have an acclimation period?
No.
No, it's just constant.
Okay.
Slide it on.
It's not one of those deals where you can put it on and the next day it's active.
No. Correct. Those are fairly rare.
Okay, just checking.
Also,
just checking. Trying to keep you honest.
Also, he now knows there's a trap there, so he could just disable it. So those are the two things.
But he could try.
But if you could try.
You can just go ahead and get in
there. I'm going to get in there and check it out and see if we needed to disable it.
So tell me what you want to do.
Going to try to see if there's other traps first. Did I find other traps or is that the only
one? You rolled a 20, right?
Yes, rolled a nat 20.
You think that it's just the glyph of warding.
Okay, so then I will... So there's like a secret panel or something?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just try to open the secret panel defensively.
So you don't want to try to disable it?
I cannot. I do not have the ability to do that.
But you've told Marty, hey,
yes,
this is a trap.
But my ring of mind shielding stops the glyph from going off. I won't trigger it. That's why I was reading to make sure that is how it worked in Pathfinder, and it does.
Now I have to do a whole lot of looking.
No, you don't.
You fuck.
I just told you how it works.
Well, you told him it was there, but you didn't know what was in it. Does that mean we get to decide what's in it?
No, I know what's there. But now I've got to look up, okay, what's the DC for this fucking trap?
That, you know, doesn't matter.
And that's
the one that he's not setting
It doesn't
off.
Matter because I'm not going to trigger it.
Okay, well, wait. I missed something.
My ring of shielding, mind shielding,
yeah,
stops the glyph of warding from triggering.
Oh, it negates it altogether?
Yes. The glyph still stays there, but it does not detect me.
It'd be great if I looked up what this shit does, right?
The glyph doesn't know he's there.
The glyph doesn't know I'm there. That's why she was probably
wearing it. It's probably your fault for saying glyph so many times.
Probably.
It's probably your fault.
Yeah, I'm going to blame Neil. Right? Yeah, let's go with that.
It's fucking Neil's fault.
It's God hard Neil. Not glyph for me. It's hard not glyph for me.
It's a non-glyph life.
Okay, so you're going to try and succeed, apparently,
yeah,
to open this door.
Yes.
Under the statuette that's more than a bas-relief.
Part of the wall. Gotcha.
It's more or less part of the wall, but it sticks out further than anything else.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to try and open this door and succeed, probably.
Okay.
And let me look. It tells me all about what nasty things would happen to you. Oh, it would have been cool. It would have been fucking awesome.
Would have turned him into a newt.
I got better.
I got better.
She turned you into a newt. I got better.
I mean, you still would have been able to do like your perform dance. It just would have been this... Yep. Really awesome little, you know, newt that dances around on somebody's shoulder. On somebody's
do
shoulder.
Dance, it, do your dance, do it, the hump.
No.
Hump, do hump.
No.
Do the hump, do hump.
No.
Do me, baby.
As cool as that would be, because I'm a fan.
Yep.
No, it would have been more like Thriller.
Zombie.
He stands up after he touches the glyph of warning, turns into a little lizard. He's like, you know that you could combine your home and auto to save money on your car insurance.
We've been trying to contact you about your extended car warranty.
Have you guys seen the picture of the big snake wrapped around a bunch of hamburger buns? It's like, in a surprising turn of events, now it is the anaconda who's got buns, hon.
Fantastic. I had not seen
that. I have not seen that, but that sounds fun.
That's pretty good.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
You know, I think the real question you need to ask, Jason, is what does the psychopath have in the bag?
Some of the best shit that's on TV these days are these people that get giant snakes that they own, and then like when the snake turns on them and they call 911. Those are fucking outstanding. I don't know, she's such a nice snake.
You're the guy who laughed on AFV every time somebody got hit in the nuts with a football.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's Kurt.
Do
you guys ever see the video of the, I think, new record anaconda that they found in South America? There was a chicken farmer that his chickens kept disappearing, and he couldn't figure out why.
So chupacabra.
He set up some traps. Well, he set up a trap in the river that comes, like, to his property, and
chupacabra.
He hears it going off. He hears something in there. Goes running over there, and apparently he had a phone with him because he starts recording it. This thing was, like, 45 feet long, like a foot and a half thick.
Jeez.
Fuck that.
Yeah. They made a movie about that.
Yeah. It was freaking massive.
Yeah, that's a man-eater.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's whatever the fuck it wants, eater.
But that was what was stealing the chickens.
Watch out, bud.
So not a chupacabra?
No.
Okay. No. Chupacabras eat goats.
She's a man.
He was just coming to the drive through for a...
In Gripley's.
Chicken nuggets.
All right. I found it. Through. I had just had to read far enough. So the hidden panel opens like a drawer.
Like a drawer or someone who draws something?
Both.
Okay.
Within are a few ancient but still functional magic items.
Yay.
The high priest herself kept for emergencies. But
one of them.
Yeah.
Why is this thing vibrating?
Yeah.
What is that buzzing sound? Don't open the drawer. Don't open the drawer.
You find yourself a scroll, Jarwin, and another scroll, and a single card from a deck.
Uh-oh. This is either amazing or terrible.
It's going to be terrible. What trick would you like me to do for the card?
Arcana sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go Arcana.
It's going to be a 26.
This card is from a deck of illusions. It creates an illusion of a periton. That's a rare beast.
That's a big bird.
That was more common during Aslan's height than currently. The periton is detailed in the Pathfinder Adventure Path number 19, in case you were wondering at home.
Or on Google.
You could also substitute it as a harpy, if you want.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a candle in there, too.
Oh, sweet.
What? Yeah.
Is that magic?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
30 spellcraft.
A candle of truth. And there's some kind of a little block of some kind of material.
C4.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Get you out of that hole.
It's got to be C3, because this was before C4 was created.
Yeah, he's probably right. Maybe even C2. I don't know. Do you want to do another Arcana?
I didn't get that one.
What? Seriously? You?
Oh, yeah, I didn't get that one. I rolled a 2.
But what's your mod?
10.
So 12 altogether?
Yeah, that's why I said
I use my memory recall on him if I'm back now.
You can be back
now. That's for knowledge checks, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. He gets to re-roll it, and you get to add a plus 4 to
do
whatever
it.
You roll.
Okay, so that's
but it's for knowledge checks.
Knowledge Arcana? Or no, knowledge religion, actually.
Knowledge religion? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I forget to specify so with you being 31. A bard.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter because all my knowledges are the same.
That's why I just said what I just said.
Yeah,
so what do you got?
31 with his bonus.
Ah, incense of meditation.
Sweet.
Hey, Pete, do shamans prepare spells?
Yes.
Yes, we do. All right. Anything else?
Do you want to go back to the scrolls?
If that's the last thing, yes.
There's no massage oil or relaxation, is there?
It's called massage oil of insertion, by the way.
But you have to relax them first.
Oh, okay.
Give me another perception, I'll tell you.
I mean, if that's what you're into.
26?
No. No, there's not. Going back to the scrolls, there were 2. What do you got?
My low was a 24.
Okay. Scroll of restoration.
Regular?
Oh. Yes.
Nice.
And
I got a bad feeling about book 2.
Teleport.
There's a scroll of divination, and that is all that you find in the drawer.
There was no banner of ancient kings in there?
No. Sorry.
Damn it.
It's at the duck-tailed rock, man.
Go fish.
Damn it.
I mean, there's still like a good two-thirds of the island we haven't even touched. So,
Ronan, can you get in this drawer and see if you can see what's in the back there? In the back of it?
No. Could you kindly fuck off?
Oh, come on. It'll be fine.
No, it really wouldn't.
Yeah, it will. Because you'll go in, I'll shut it. When you come out, you'll trigger the glyph. It'll be great.
I turn into a Gripply.
It's all fun among friends, right?
It's fine. I can fix you. I get the scroll restoration.
So we gather up all the belongings.
That is all.
Okay. This is a bit of a metagaming question, but I want to take this statue with us.
Not going to happen.
Is it just not going to function?
Nope.
Outside of the temple?
No. Nope.
Okay, I figured as much. Nope. So I'm not going to waste my time.
Good idea.
And more importantly, I'll bring it up to Jawan because he's...
Go buy potions, cheap fuck.
Learned individual. I was like, you know, Jawan, do you really think we ought to leave all this like evil stuff here? I mean...
No, that's what I was going to say. Like, I want to destroy it.
Right. I mean, this and then, like, the altar thing downstairs and the statue. And the
blood pool. Let me address that real quick. The statue in the big area here, marked with an X, is actually sitting on the altar, which is, like, dick high, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the part.
Dick high, not waist high.
Right. That's the part that if you're thinking of what you're thinking, you want to destroy.
That works.
Also, were we able to deduce the source of the blood? Because I would want to solve that as well, if possible.
Arcana. Okay. Really, 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 really high.
Oh, I got a 31.
Not enough.
Well, I can only do 32.
Try it again and add a plus 4.
I'm not going to roll a 19 or a 20 again.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it says Neil.
I got the same. Wait, no, I got 32.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably need a 35.
Uh-huh. But you can do stuff and bypass the knowledge check.
Okay.
I'll just say leave it at that.
All right. This room, you said there were some notes and things in here?
Yeah, I've got them all.
You got all the notes?
Yeah, we gathered everything up. Everything has been gathered, I believe.
So this thing where the blah relief is at?
Blah relief, yeah. Yeah.
Blah okay. relief. Yeah. That's
blah.
Blah. Blah. It's vampire themed.
I'm going to try to make a sketch of that for Tam, because I'm sure that would be important to her to go with her research.
Well, I mean, Tam could just wait.
Hold that thought. Do you have any kind of crafting ability?
No, yes. But I got an int score. No,
yes.
I'm just imagining a picture where just somebody just wrote blah relief on it.
Wait for it.
No, it says blah relief.
What kind of
relief.
Crafting ability have you got?
Just an intelligence modifier.
Score.
Okay. You're not a scribe or anything like that, right?
I do not have a career for a profession for scribe.
Okay. So what crafting ability again? I'm sorry.
Just craft?
You can use craft untrained. It's just an intelligence check.
No.
Give me a roll with your int mod.
Okay. And I could call upon the blessings of Pharasma.
Okay.
Because I thought we were here to find some knowledge.
She's pretty awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
She's very awesome.
Uh-huh.
You okay over there, Jason?
I'm just wondering, like, why the fuck doesn't he just go get Tam?
That's a nice thing. That's what I was trying to say, and he shushed me. I mean, the DM, like, literally shushed me. He said,
"Shh." It's a 19.
19. 19. Not bad. Not bad. Okay.
Not great.
Blah relief is in really nice script.
It says blah relief. That's why it's a 19.
Blah relief.
Blah.
Blah.
Okay. Blah. So blah. Back to what Mark was going to say.
Blah relief. And I illustrate the drawer. You know, there's a drawer there.
I look at the frog who is, I mean, making a crayon drawing of...
That's a fucking 19.
A stick snake.
If I was a level 1 character, this would be a fucking masterpiece.
With what looks like a box underneath it.
That's a masterwork sketch.
And some kind of weird squiggle, and it says Glyph. And I'm like, Ronan, why don't we just float back down, and then we'll tell Tam, hey, Tam, if you touch blood to the lips of the statue, then she can float back up here, and she can make a really... good drawing of that shitty drawing you just made.
Hey, Artemis, while the frog goes and gets the other people, can you maybe try to disable this trap?
I don't know,
got anything out of there, right?
Yeah, but if we're going to destroy this because we're going to destroy the temple,
right.
I don't want somebody to accidentally set this trap off while we're doing that.
I don't know that the frog actually agreed to go get anybody.
Well, I didn't. No, he was voluntold.
Or we could just kick him down the hole.
Yeah.
You go ahead and try to kick me.
All right.
Bring it on. Let's go. Part of performance. Let's go.
No. I don't not like Ronan, but Ronan, you could have saved a lot of time just by going and getting Tam. I mean, she's really good at this stuff, and I mean, she just done.
Can we come back now?
Sure.
Or do we hear them above? I mean, because if they're stomping around up
hey,
there looking.
Hey, guys, we came. Hello, we couldn't there's find only, you on the surface. Hello.
There's only about 20 feet of rock between the two of you.
There's no ventilation.
Is there an
Your opening? Ventilation is the hole you came through.
There's no way from here up Hello? To the surface?
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
No.
All right. Well, I'll go get him.
So, going to disable this trap. You need healing before you go?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing a song, and then you can go.
Where do you guys think they are?
Do I get to do that to you?
You'll get fast healing, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Maybe they died. Maybe,
I'm going to do fast healing 4, so you guys get up to 20 hit points if you need it.
Nice.
I didn't feel any change or anything, so maybe right. They're still alive.
And so, I'll take off.
If we wait long enough, you get they're sure to show up.
Did you hear about the healing, so. Kurt?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're going to skedaddle and go get him?
Ronan's got a lot of my money in his bag.
I mean, so there's nothing from this room that translates to the outside?
Nope.
Then why the fuck would she come up here?
Because she didn't necessarily think that you would follow. She didn't think you were that bright.
Well, she never met Jarwin.
Yeah,
or Artemis, apparently.
In her brain.
Lizard brain, at that.
A lizard brain.
Or okay. Serpent brain.
Just dumb humans. Serpent.
Big difference.
I don't know. Not so much. She thinks she was the more...
Savvy.
Dominant, to say the least, of the races.
And... John, you know, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think if we just mark this as, like, do not touch, you know, maybe put something in front of it and then tell Tam when she comes up, there's really no reason for me to go, you know, messing around
with
that.
Well, do you want to wear this ring?
Well, keep me from getting blowed up if I fail.
I don't know about that, but...
Ronan, is that you?
But it protected me from the glyph going off, at least, so maybe it would protect you.
Well...
But I would like the ring back when you're done.
Well, I think we need to see who in the party would like the ring.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
That's kind of what we've been doing, but yeah, I'm not going to keep it.
Good, just let me have it back when you're done.
All right. I'll put the ring on.
Okay, so guidance. Ronan has figured out, I'm going to say, at this point, he can shortcut to get where he wants to go by taking these 2-foot tunnels.
So we're not back, is what you're saying.
Not yet.
So when you said that we could come back, you were saying no.
Well,
you in fact said yes.
On the one hand, you guys said, can we come back? And I said yes. On the other hand, at the same time, these guys are saying, hey, Ronan, go get them.
And I'm saying it's been almost two entire episodes, and we've been half of the party's just been sitting
here. It has not been two entire episodes at all since you guys have been climbing. Come on now. Maybe one.
Yeah, it hasn't been too entire because we still have 15 minutes left in this episode. Right.
So, what I'm saying is, about the time you guys descend the stairs, Ronan's saying, hey, they killed her, or whatever he's going to say. So let's do that bit.
Oh, that witch is dead. We got to go back there. There's something you need to look at.
You guys are at the bottom of the stairs. He's in popping up out of the chamber where the little dolls were.
The hidden place?
Yeah. So...
Oh, Ronan.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go back to that room where we were. I'll show you how to get up there.
Well, all right. You guys, you got her?
Yep, she's gone.
Meta, look at that. Look at what? Do we have to stab him? Is he good? Is he okay? Use your magics. Make sure we don't have to kill Ronan.
I like it.
I cast Detect Magic on and look at Ronan.
Okay. He's got some magic on him. He's got the
punch him, Nath.
Bag of holding that you can see in particular. He's got, I believe he has that a special quiver.
I do. I have a quiver and a bag.
Uh-huh.
Generally, if they're under an enchantment effect, you can do a sense motive check of DC 15 to see whether they are acting normally or not.
This is true.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
When Nath hears that from Tam, he'll go ahead and do that as well, just in case.
They'll both fail, and it'll be great.
I'm betting Nath is pretty good at sense motive.
Did you roll a 1?
I almost can't fail.
Pete, great. Did you roll a 1?
I got a 17.
You win!
Damn. Yeah. I think it's him, but you should hit him anyway, just to make sure. I heard that.
No, no, don't hit him.
Tim, like, takes half a step forward. He's like, all right. Like, takes another half step forward.
So, that happened. Ronan's going to guide you back in the 2-foot tunnels, apparently.
Nope.
No, I said I was going to take him back to that main room.
Even if that's where he goes, Tim doesn't go that way.
Nope.
Neener, neener, motherfucker.
Maybe take these stairs. That'd be safer. So that happened, and you guys are on your way back. That whole group. Meanwhile, what's going on in there?
I'm trying to convince Artemis to disarm this trap, and he doesn't want to.
Well, no, I didn't say I didn't want to until you told me about the ring and the thing it did. Now I'm okay with it. So right. I will attempt that. I'll put the ring on.
Uh-huh.
So, the glyph won't notice me if I fail.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to disable the device. And I'll say, you know, Jawan, you should probably back up all the way to the hole.
Yeah, I can squeeze in the hole. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Or you can just touch the statue and then go down. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'll do that. I'll touch the statue.
You're welcome to do that. I just have a simple question.
Okay.
You already got everything that's in it?
Because Tam is coming up here to do tracings and drawings and stuff. We don't want her to accidentally set it off.
Okay.
And I was like, just tell her not to and put like a little thing around it. But he says no. He goes, she might still blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, okay. He goes, here, I have this magic ring. So I'm like, okay. So I'll try it.
As far as that goes, why not just let her wear the magic ring while she does her tracing?
You know, that's a great idea, but since Meta's not there, I wouldn't think of that off my top of my head.
Yeah.
So I'll just tell Jawan when to get back, and I'll try to disable the
zone. I'll mist myself and watch.
Here we go. It's nice knowing you.
Well, get this on the record. Jarwin's going down?
No, I misted myself, and I'm standing in the hole watching.
Roll a one. Hold on. Keep in mind, he missed himself. You lose your light source.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can just when the light goes out, I'll be like, duh, and I'll release my form, drop the torch, remiss myself, and hide in the hole.
All right.
Now they have burning torches on the floor.
Okay. Fair enough.
That was about bad. Yeah, it's not bad. It's 19.
Not enough.
Does it trigger?
It doesn't trigger because it's not going to hit me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it might still trigger if you fail by enough and just...
It just won't detect you as the target.
Oh, right. You might just set it off.
That was the...
And depending on what it sets off, it's like a fireball.
That would be a 30.
That.
Is that with guidance? 31?
That 31 will get it. With guidance. That will definitely get it.
Sweet.
Okay, so this trap has been disabled. It is now safe for Tam to go and do all the drawings she wishes to do.
Jawan.
I'll come back in.
You come in now.
You missed. Pick up the torch again.
Yeah. It's loose. We're good. Where are
they? Steal my ring back.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you guys can be... if you're taking the the long way...
No, we're...
There's no rush at this point.
Yeah, if the fight's over, Tam would just walk the stairs.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys can be up to this trap. That's fine.
Nath is very interested to see what is up the tiny little
hole. Which way do you guys go? Do you go the stairs left where the trap is or where the disabled trap is in the flat floor?
Oh, no, we closed all of them.
You closed that one, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought I didn't know
we did. I was marking the spot where the trap was, and that's a remnant.
Gotcha.
So, you guys, the most direct path is straight north.
Door, left, stairs,
Make it east. Is that a thing? Can you make it east?
Sure.
You can.
If you say so.
Okay. Then you can go back north through the blood chamber, go back into the bigger temple where the large statue is, and if you wish, touch blood to the statue and rejoin your compatriots.
I tell them how they get there.
Okay. I think they probably knew, but...
Yeah. Well, once they get through that hole, they don't know where they're going. They don't know that it's down a tunnel and blah, blah, blah. Okay, tell
them. Well, there's no turns off of that tunnel.
Right.
It's like a one-way street. Actually, I don't remember if it said there was any or not. I just...
Float to the light.
No, he's not asking. There are no turns off that tunnel.
Yeah. Float to the light.
And I got the torch. Ever running torch hanging out here. Just come on through.
Is that what you call it these days?
Tam's not going up there.
Right.
I don't have an ion stone. I just have an ever-burning torch from...
Did you say Tam's not going up there?
Tam's not going up there. She has got 1,000 things to draw down here. At this point, she's going to mark it for further explanation for another Pathfinder.
Okay! So having done all of that to no avail...
when we hear that, I'm going to start destroying
That's
it.
That's funny.
Well, actually, yeah, I was just going to say, that was kind of the thing. They want to wreck it, so I thought maybe if you want to wreck it. Waiting
for nobody told me that.
Jarwin told Ronan to tell you
that. Ronan only said, this is how you get up there, and Tam's just like, well, I got lots of things to draw down here. I'll just mark it for further explanation later.
When she said that, I would explain that, they're going to destroy it.
What?
What?
does it look like this one?
Yeah, but it's small and it's got some weird writing on it.
Well, there's also
thing.
A big mural with a winged woman and all that kind of stuff.
Ah, so there's something unique up there.
Yes.
Right, and fangs. And
there's also a secret drawer, too, that, you could
do. You guys, and she's already said, like, there's something unique up there, and she goes to, she'll go up there then.
Okay, so anybody else going up there?
I'm going to wait here because it's getting tight up there. Not a lot of space.
Okie dokie.
Nath was going to go up there, but if Ronan, as small as he is going to stay down because it's getting tight, Nath's like, yeah, maybe I'll just hang out.
Yeah, but Ronan's weird.
And Jack? Nath isn't? No offense to Nath.
Put yourselves on the map.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's different levels of weird.
I mean, like I get Ronan not liking crowds or enclosed spaces because he's small. I mean, you can step on him and not mean to. But, I mean, Nath's a full-sized person. He's pretty, pretty handy, so.
Nath will look around the room that we initially fought in, the temple.
He said handy. However. Again. Standard operating procedure. Tam is going to take lots of notes and drawings.
Are you going to do etchings and shit, too?
Or no, just she'll just draws? Do sketches.
Okay.
Okay. And up there in that small chamber with her still, we have Jarwin and Artemis. Down in the main sanctuary... We have Nath and Meta and Ronan in various points, most of them right next to the altar. What do you all want to do?
As I said, Nath will probably start searching this room since nobody has done that yet.
Okay.
To his knowledge, anyway.
Let me refresh your memory if I haven't already read this. Judging from this cathedral-like chamber's decor, this area must have once been a significant temple. Dedicated to some vile god. To the west, a few steps lead up to a shrine presided over by the 10-foot statue of a beautiful fanged woman. Except that instead of arms, she possesses two upraised, let's say upraised. That sounds a little gooder, right?
I suppose.
Bat-like wings, and instead of feet, her legs end in talons. She looms over a glistening altar of blood-red stone that seems to weep blood into a trough below. This trough of blood runs the length of the room before disappearing to the east through a set of bronze bars in front of a wide opening in the wall that drops away into darkness. Stone pillars support the roof, 25 feet above, and two... dry fountains sit opposite each other against the walls in the middle of the room. Three large alcoves, one in the south and two to the north, contain complex wall carvings. The entire chamber feels unnaturally cold, and now and then strange disembodied whispers slither through the air. Does that sound familiar to you guys, or did I forget to do it last time?
The disembodied voices slithering through the air we did not experience before.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Hey, feel free to experience them now.
So,
Kill him now.
Meta's going to try something.
Die. Okay, what are you going to try?
Cast Purify Food Join and Drink the on the blood.
Society. Okay.
Sign up today.
We're trying to reach on the blood.
Shield Bash Podcast.
That's a very interesting thought. Because the blood is not typically food. Only to an evil creature would it be considered drink or food.
Well, it's not evil to drink blood. It's just evil to take blood from a living creature or sacrificing a creature to consume it.
There's water in blood.
Yes.
So I'm technically casting it on the water.
Don't get so meta. Did I just say that? I think I did.
You did.
Couldn't we just like destroy the altar or something?
But we don't know exactly.
I was working under the assumption that the Pathfinder Society would be back to alleviate this evil.
But I'm not real certain they would come to smuggle their shiv without good reason.
You mean like the multiple ancient serpent folk temples?
Yeah. Before you do that, Meta, do you have a heal skill at all?
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
Give me a nice DC-10 roll.
Oh, I didn't need a roll. I can't fail that.
Okay. It is real blood. It's body temperature.
It's Whoa. Body temperature?
Yes.
So it's 98.6.
So in that case, I would look at where it's coming from and see, is there something back there bleeding?
And it's kind of wild because it doesn't seem to overflow the walls of this trough because it spills out at a rate where, you know, to the east, like it said, it goes beyond the bronze bars and then drops off into darkness, right? It really doesn't, you know, spill over or anything, but yeah, you can feel it. It's body temperature. It's kind of wild. It doesn't clot. It doesn't seem to spoil.
Would there be any knowledge check to try to figure out what's going on with it?
You're not there.
I'm just suggesting.
But yeah, you could. I'm expecting the player to come up with that. Not
I
you.
I was helping Pete over there.
I highly, would nature, knowledge nature be it?
What? Possibly.
What are you looking at, Matt?
But not really.
She's in the room with me still, right?
Looking at the
you
blood.
You three are yes. down here.
Yes. There's something wrong with it.
There's something wrong with it. Like what?
It'd be more of an arcana check, really.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with this stream of unending blood that goes cycling through this room?
Unnatural stream of blood? Well, I don't know.
That's warm.
It's more like what's wrong that he's specifically looking at?
Bless you.
She.
Her. It. Her.
Shit. Yeah. Boobs. Shim.
Hey, Froglet, look at this with a Try magical enough. Idea of arcana.
Roll a one.
He did not.
Damn it. That's a 25.
With your 25, you know, this is highly unnatural. And since it all...
Meta can't even roll that, and she knows this is highly unnatural.
Unnatural.
Thank you, GM.
Isn't that great? I can make you guys laugh.
Benevolent GM.
Right?
So appreciated.
Since it all seems to start from the altar, maybe that should be the source of your inquiry.
We need to destroy the altar.
Mm. Well, we take a look at the altar. Knowledge, religion, maybe? Knowledge,
sure.
Arcana, what?
Sure, religion.
10.
17.
And a 10. Okay. The 17 will tell you that obviously this is part of the Zura cult still. All the worshippers are no longer around. That was pretty obvious again, wasn't it? The rest we'll have to find out next time on Shield Bash.
Ah,
thank you for listening.
Bye.
See you next time.
On the beach.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.
We'll circle over. Okay, so it's not on the email anymore. Lisa decided to change things.
What?
It used to be on there. It's not there anymore.
What? Clearing it in.
What? Yeah, fuck it.